Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Monday, the 12th of January 2015. This is my audio blog. Been listening to some booze over the weekend. Fascinating to hear Otter UK talking about her Amdram stuff and where the director steps back and the stage manager steps in and takes control and then all the stuff about the vanity case and fascinating to get the insight into that sort of world of Amdram. A number of the other booze I've been listening to have been on the subject of that Chris Pilgrim has raised. A number of people have booed on the subject. Top Gold and Marnie Blog, and Paul and Claire Randall. Paul Hopkins and Claire Randall. And that's been there's been a couple of examples that Paul and Claire used that I thought were really interesting. So one that was interesting was Paul said he was a long time ago he was in a work context, I think it was, and somebody asked him to do something, and he said, "Oh, well, sorry, but do you mind if I, you know, it's quite late now, I haven't had my lunch, and do you mind if I just have my sandwich first, and I'll do it for you after lunch?" And the answer he got was, "Well, that's not very Christian, is it? Do it now." I thought it was a brilliant example of something where people bring religion into it and it's just not relevant at all. I thought that was an excellent example, and I think if that happens, then it's really good. It's a really good retort to sort of say, you know, look, it's nothing to do with religion. Why are you bringing my religion into this? It's not relevant. Great example. One of the other examples that Claire introduced was about people that believe in Santa Claus, Father Christmas. Why don't people that don't believe in Father Christmas, why don't they go around trying to convince people that Santa Claus doesn't exist? In the same way that they believe their atheists are doing, or evangelical atheists are doing. What I liked about this was the use of analogy. So what she's done is she's taken a slightly different question, but she's kind of put it in a different context. Rather than believing in God, it's been believing in Santa Claus. And I think that analogy is a really powerful tool, actually. I think it's a really good tool. I think a lot of the great literature and a lot of the great stories that have taught people in history have been analogies, and when people have taken a particular maybe moral question and put it in a different context, and helped people to see it in a more clear way by putting it in a different context. George Orwell was a big proponent of that, wasn't he? With like 1984 and Animal Farm and stuff like that. A lot of Star Trek seems to be that as well, so taking moral dilemmas and presenting them in a fictional context. And it just kind of teaches people moral lessons and things. So it's useful. So I wanted to give an example that came to mind for me with the sort of thing that maybe is maybe going on. So if, for instance, somebody, let's say I had a little small company that I ran, and I had some computer equipment that I needed for that small company, and I say I had a hardware problem, and, I don't know, the screen broke, maybe if I came onto Audioboo and said, "Oh, the screen's broken on my iMac, and it's going to cost 1,200 quid to get it fixed by Apple. Or 1,000 quid to get it fixed by this independent Apple repair specialist. But I could also get it done by Dave down the market for 400. What should I do? If I came onto Audioboo with that question, and let's say my friend Andy Taylor, the Northern bloke, he might, if he were to jump on and say, go for the bloke down the market, second-hand LCD screen, just go for it. That's a, you know, I'd go for that. I might listen to his response and think, huh? That's a bit weird. Andy Taylor, he's an accountant. I don't know very much about accountancy. You know, I'm not an accountant myself. But from what I know, my accountants always say that I should always keep the receipts for everything, and I can expense it and claim the VAT back. So I don't know. I really don't know about accountancy. But from what I do know about accountancy, that's not the right approach for my little company to do down the bloke down the market. I should go somewhere where I can get a receipt, maybe a VAT. I would be confused as to why this person that I know that is a professional accountant would be giving me this advice that sounds like it's contrary to some of the basic things I know about accountants. So I might go back to Andy and say, hang on, Andy, what? I don't understand this. Well, why? You know, and I'll turn that question back to him. And then he might then come back to me and say, explain, well, because I'm an experienced accountant, I'm aware what the percentage benefits are for that. So the by spending £1,000 with an independent Apple repair specialist, you can expense that against your profits and this and that, and if you're VAT registered, you might be able to claim the VAT back. But actually, you'll effectively save 47%, and actually, so in reality, you're better off by saving the 60% that you save by getting it done by Dave down the market. By going back to him and querying why he's given me that advice, he might then be able to explain to me why it really is the right advice given his experience, even though from my small little knowledge of accountancy it would seem wrong. That's an example. So I'm wondering whether that might be an example that might make it a bit easier to understand the answer and figure out the question that that Chris Pilgrim has been asking. There we are. As I've said in many of my comments, this is offered up as this is offered up in friendship and in openness to try and help, really. Try and help answer the question. I don't have any particular agenda. I don't particularly take any pleasure in trying to challenge people's religious beliefs. It's not really something that I would want to do, is to try and turn people... convert people into atheism. It's not really anything that I'm trying to do. It's not my aim. What I'm trying to do is promote understanding, really, I suppose. Just, you know, someone's asked me the question. Chris has asked this question, and I'm trying to answer it as best as I can, really. If that helps anyone, then I really hope that it does help. If that helps, then great. Cool. Well, that's it then. That's what I needed to say. That's the best way I can try and articulate how I feel about this question. And I hope that in this example that I'm directly answering the question that's been raised. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.